What if you could say an all-in yes to yourself for 2022? What if you could commit fully to the things you said you were going to do, to the vision that you have, and to be in the room with a mentor who will hold you accountable, cast an even wider vision for you, and give you the strategy, tools, tactics, and support to ensure that these things come to fruition? Welcome to the Iconic Experience. Oh, just like comes out of me from the depths of my soul, this program, if I can even call it that. It's just not. That's why it's called the Iconic Experience. It is an experience. And it is one of the biggest gifts I've ever put out into the world. You are going to be part of a mastermind, a high level executive roundtable of perfectly welcomed in and invited in souls who will collaborate with you and network with you and stretch you and share ideas. And all the goodness that comes out of a mastermind is so extraordinary. So you're going to have that every month. You're going to have group Voxer. So that mastermind stays active and you can drop in and ask questions and really share with one another and build deep, meaningful relationships. And on top of that, I thought, what could I do to expand this beyond something that I've seen out there in this world? And that is, you have a full iconic experience by welcoming yourself into the rooms of everything I launch live in 2022. So you do not need to contemplate whether you should or do I want to invest. You get to sit back and receive for the entire year as the result of a single yes to yourself. One yes gets you a mastermind for the entire year full of really wicked women, group Voxer with these same women and myself, and you walk in the room for all the live coaching programs that I launch in 2022. You're just in. You're in the room. So this is really for the woman who is ready to lead herself, lead her business, lead her life. And if this sounds like, ooh, it's a prayer I've been asking for, and I just want to say yes to something and just enjoy the experience versus looking constantly for the next thing, the next answer, the next coach. Oh, the confusion, the chaos, the energy that is expended through that. Welcome to the Iconic Experience. You can come into the DMs. Tell me you're interested, ask the questions. I am so excited to answer them and to get to know you and see if this is a fit for you. Welcome to the best year of your life in 2022. And I'm telling you right now, the Iconic Experience is going to be like the rocket that's going to take you to the whole new level, the one that you've been asking for. Welcome to the Becoming Iconic podcast. I am your host, Jen Spiegel. I am a life, business, and brand stylist. And after years of helping thousands of female entrepreneurs grow successful businesses and lives, I was called to bring these delicious conversations forward for those of you who are ready to build, expand, and actually enjoy all the desires of your heart. I'm so confident that this podcast will support you as you start to elevate and pursue the highest version of yourself. Thank you for being here. Sink in and enjoy. Hey, icons, welcome to your very first Soul Spark. What's a Soul Spark? It's a new podcast for you every single Monday. They're going to be short, crisp podcasts with an intention or a thought-provoking question, an action, something that starts to move us towards the highest version of ourselves. Stacking new habits, new ideas that create the massive change in our lives and businesses. Soul Sparks are here to spark your soul into something new, into something fresh. They're beautiful short podcasts that you'll be able to share with friends or team members or your community to hold each other accountable and also start to see change as a collaborative. We are having beautiful, gorgeous conversations on the Becoming Iconic podcast. And I felt that what would be a beautiful complement to that is these small, short podcasts on Monday that set us up for success that week. Maybe they're based on a podcast coming up or something random. I'm not sure. Again, I don't want to set boundaries, boxes, or rules around this. I literally want a spark in my soul
to come out and spark one in your soul. So today I'm going to start with something really special. And isn't it neat that it's episode 111 and the day before my birthday was not planned, but it feels very serendipitous to be launching that on this particular episode. And I'm really excited to spend Mondays with you with this level of intention and leadership on my behalf and together. So today's episode is based on a question that I get over and over and over again. And the Soul Spark today is called getting ahead of your day. I get asked all the time, how do you do it? How do you have 4 kids, multiple businesses, a podcast? You always seem to be launching something else and your energy is always so high. How do you do all these things? I feel like I am drowning over here. And it's really so simple. It takes discipline, but it's simple. And that's getting ahead of your day. So here's what it looks like if you don't get ahead of your day. If I wake up and the kids are already awake and my phone is already lighting up, the world has already awoken, I feel like I spend the rest of my day chasing it, chasing the tasks that needed to get done. I don't get the celery juice in my body. I'm drinking a coffee and having to warm it up 4 or 5 times in the microwave before it's finished. I feel a level of anxiety in my body, of nervousness. My energy and my vibe is so different. It's a little bit frantic. And that's when overwhelm starts to hit, where I feel like, oh my goodness, I can't do all of this. I get resentful. I get impatient with my kids. I start to procrastinate against my business because it all just feels like way too much. And I know a lot of us feel that way. And again, this is not about Jen in perfection. Jen is in progression. And I definitely have those days. The thing is, I know something different. I know when I get ahead of my day, what it feels like. And that feeling and that knowing is really what creates the discipline around doing it. Because it is not fun getting out of bed in the morning earlier than I really want to. It's not. I'm being honest. There's very rarely am I like, woohoo, it's 5 a.m. Like, let's get up. I'm mostly like, oh gosh, I'm so comfortable. I didn't have a great sleep. I'm like coming up with excuses as soon as I wake up of all the reasons why I deserve to continue to sleep. But I know what it feels like if I actually get up. I know what it feels like to actually have the day chasing me. It shows off my capacity. It shows me how time is such an illusion. It is just incredible what happens. And no matter what happens in my day, I handle it. You see, when I get up earlier, not only do I see the beauty of a sunrise, but I also drink the celery juice and I actually taste and smell the coffee. And I think and spend time alone in contemplation. And that's when I get a lot of creative downloads. I journal, I read, I sit, I nourish myself. And that to me as a mom, as a woman, as a business owner, that time is so sacred. And it is what fills my cup. I love to be alone. I love the stillness of quiet. Probably because there's not a lot of it in my home very often. And I also love, once I've done that, to create a list of non-negotiables, things in my life or in that day that must get done. I find that I'm very intentional. I'm very focused when I know, okay, these things must get done today. And so I'm almost setting myself apart from the very beginning of the day because I've now created a lot of time and space for contemplation and nourishment, but also intention and focus. A lot of entrepreneurs out there are not doing that. And I do believe that does lead to a high level of productivity. I also love greeting my family. By getting ahead of the day, no longer do I wake up and get impatient because they're hungry and I haven't even had a sip of coffee yet. Instead, get to greet them. And so as I do this, the rest of the day is chasing me, is following me. I feel like I have a lot of time to do a lot of things and I accomplish a lot within the day. Only because I had the discipline to get up. And you do it a few times and you know how good it feels, it is enough of a motivator to get you up time and time again. So what does it mean for you to get ahead of your day? It may not mean 5 a.m. That may sound like something you won't even attempt right now. And that's okay. You may work towards that. But what would 15 minutes or 30 minutes ahead of when you usually get up create for you? I'll tell you right now, it will create this feeling of ease, this feeling of being able to flow through your day. Things will not feel so overwhelming. You will get more done than you thought possible, and you will feel energized Because think about chasing your day. It's like treading water. It's like gasping for air. I mean, at least that's how it feels for me. Imagine like smooth strokes or floating in that water because you have done so much work ahead of time, especially that nourishing piece. So I want to challenge you this week to get ahead of your day. This is a key thing for highly successful people. And, you know, someone once said to me, oh, but it feels so masculine. It's like masculine energy to like get up at 5 a.m. and be so rigid. And I'm like, interesting. At first, I kind of thought, oh, maybe I am in my masculine. But I'll tell you something. It is my most feminine part of my day. When I am in my silk robe with a candle lit and a cup of coffee and my just alone time, it is so good for my soul. So I hope this sparks something in you today, where maybe this gets to be a time where you really start to have relationship with self and start to feel how much control you actually do have in your life. Just get ahead of it. I can't wait for our next Soul Spark next week. Let me know what you thought. Let me know what's coming up for you with this idea around Soul Sparks. And please share with your friends. Accountability is key. And remember, even the Becoming Iconic podcast, I mean, you're doing this for yourself this week, but there are thousands of people around the world doing this alongside of you. There's a bigger community here about to make a big rattle in the world in a positive way. And I'm so excited. So I look forward to spending some time with you over the summer with these Soul Sparks. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you know how deeply grateful I am for the time and space you give to the Becoming Iconic podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to show up here twice a week and pour into you. And thank you for those 5-star reviews that you've been giving and those beautiful compliments. It means so much. And the time you spend to do that is just the most beautiful way to give back. The other thing I want to challenge us to as a community is to share more. It's so simple to copy this link into a text to a friend who you think would benefit from what you just listened to, or share it into your stories. Make sure to tag me, by the way, because I love resharing. And allowing your network to maybe discover something that they wouldn't have if it weren't for you. And just a gentle reminder that jenspiegel.com, that website was designed for you. For you in mind and what you need in your life and business, the blog, the resources, the different ways of working together, they all sit there and they're available to you. So I challenge you to go over there, make it a habit of checking out what's new and exciting. At the end of the day, I just want you to know, I love this community. I appreciate being able to show up for you, and I just want you to make it a great day.